This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. The race for Wisconsin State Superintendent was narrowed from 7 candidates to 2 in Tuesday's primary election. Unofficial results show Jill Underley and Deborah Kerr with about 27% of the vote each. Underley is current superintendent of the Pecatonica School District. She received the endorsement of the statewide teachers union. Underley said Tuesday night she thinks her experience made her stand out in the election.
The fact that I'm working as a superintendent currently in a pandemic resonates, that I'm a parent of kids in middle school currently going through school right now during a pandemic. But I think my background, you know, I've had a professional experience that has been 360 degrees.
Kerr is former Brown Deer superintendent. She has received backing from some school choice advocates. Kerr says if elected, her number one priority will be getting kids back to classrooms.
Our parents are desperate. Our teachers and our leaders want to get kids back to school. The research is showing from schools across the country that you can come back to school safely. We need to get our kids back to school. The learning loss is tremendous, and we're going to be in this recovery for a very long time if we don't.
The two candidates share many priorities, such as tackling Wisconsin's racial achievement gaps and reforming education funding. Democratic Governor Tony Evers is calling for a $1.6 billion school funding increase in the next biennial budget, but that may face resistance from Republicans in the legislature. The next state superintendent is sure to have a voice in that debate. Kerr and Underley will face off in the general election April 6th. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.